Senator Patrick Leahy joins us now from Capitol Hill. Senator, thank you so much for being with us. Welcome to the program.
Happy to be with you.
Now, you said during the hearing that you thought this change signifies a good start, but it sounds like you're not fully convinced that it qualifies as meaningful oversight. What would actually constitute meaningful oversight?
Well, I want to know exactly what they've done. We've asked the court if they would show us the order. They say they have no objection. The administration's equivocating a little bit. Let's see the order. After I see the order, I'll take a look at the briefing. If it is a real change, if they decided to follow the law, if they decided that before they can spy on Americans, they have to have a court order, then that's good. Obviously, the first question one might ask is, why now? Why didn't they do that right to begin with? But at least it'd be a start, because as I've always maintained, no one's above the law, not the president, not senators, no one else.
You note the timing. We'll get to the question of timing in just a minute. But first, there's also the issue of disclosure. Today, the presiding FISA judge said that she would release documents related to oversight of the spy program, particularly surveillance of targets linked to al-Qaeda. But Attorney General Gonzalez said he'd like to keep some of those details private. I understand that you plan to go ahead and ask for these documents anyhow.
Well, I asked the FISA judge if she would and said yes. The Attorney General referred to them publicly yesterday. We will see the documents. I have every intention of seeing them. Then we'll go from there and see whether they're following the law.
But, you know, the administration seems to be saying that there's some danger here, that operational details might be revealed.
Well, I think the danger is whether a president or any president is not following the law. Operational details don't have to be revealed. This can be shown in a classified form. Certainly the operational details are known now by hundreds and hundreds of people. Making sure that they're following the law does not disclose anything.
On the question of the opening of the mail, as we heard in Ari Shapiro's piece, you really pressed the Attorney General on this. The Attorney General said that to his knowledge, the government is not opening individual mail without that individual's knowledge. But you really pressed him on that. Were you satisfied? Do you still suspect that this might be happening and that the Attorney General just doesn't know about it?
I worried that before, the Attorney General would not respond to that. Then, of course, we found the president signing statement saying, well, he has the right to open the mail, which he does not, certainly not without a court order. The Attorney General said under oath that he's not aware of this being done. Fine. I think now we should ask both the CIA and the Department of Defense, because the very troubling thing that's come out the hearing today and earlier information is that contrary to all the history of this country, the CIA and the Department of Defense are going into people's bank accounts and things here in the United States. I'm not talking about going into foreign nationals' bank accounts, but going into Americans' bank accounts. Now, the Attorney General said under oath he's not aware of mail being opened without a warrant. I just want to make sure there's no other departments that are doing it.
As to that question of timing, the Department of Justice has said that they've been trying since before the program was made public to actually get this program under the FISA court. Alberto Gonzalez denied again today that the November election, the sea change in power in Washington, had anything to do with this sudden change. Do you actually buy that?
No, of course I don't. The fact of the matter is they could have changed FISA. You know, we've actually made a number of changes to FISA to accommodate things they want to do. And that's been done the bipartisan way. Nobody from the administration came to us and said, we need a change in the law. All of a sudden, they no longer have a rubber stamp Congress as they had had before. And they say, whoops, I think we better start following the law. Somebody might start asking us questions about it, as I did today, under oath.
We've been speaking to Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont. Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Senator Leahy is chairman of the Judiciary Committee.